Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hey, welcome everybody. It's that time again, Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and we'll prove it. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. We're heard everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps. We're heard on Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio. Gals and guys, you stay healthy. Radio stations like KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're joined by Laura Snoke, longtime friend and attorney, Art Source, longtime friend and a kicker for the Rams and the Trojans of USC. And Mark Mancini back after a long time vacation. We'll talk to all these people and talk to you too at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. We'll play some Barron Sports Trivia. Our guest, Dan Schlossberg, the new baseball Bible. Nobody loves baseball more than Dan, and we'll talk to him about everything and anything in baseball, and we'll go from there. And, of course, so much is happening in sports. But first of all, we've mentioned on this show since last December when we discovered that Real Sports is no longer on HBO. That's going to be a major missing from what we can watch and should be able to watch. Well, this week on HBO, they did a documentary, Surviving Ohio State. Folks, this is about Ohio State and a physician, a doctor who checked out athletes in all sports, wrestling, fencing, football, hockey, and took advantage of the male players. He had a locker room in all the different lockers for fencing and wrestling and whatever. And it's a great doc by George Clooney. Of course, his father, Nick Clooney, was a great newscaster in Cincinnati for many, many, many years. Anyways, the point of all this is that Jim Jordan, of course, the representative from Ohio, almost became the Speaker of the House, is involved in the middle of this. So we want to discuss it. We can. The sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Another big story in sports, of course, Mark Walter, who owns part of the Dodgers through for many years, has now bought, apparently, for $10 billion, most of the L.A. Lakers, which means automatically hot dog prices will go up at the arena. I don't think there's any question about that. Ohtani's back for the Dodgers. He pitched one inning, gave up one run. The point is, did they bring him back too soon? We'll see as far as that is concerned. And we'll take a break and come back with more on Sports Overnight America right after this.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's Teen Driver Discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
Testing, testing.
We are live from Chick-fil-A.
This is Grant.
And this is Laura.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich is that sweet bun.
And that chicken filet was perfectly crispy and soft at the same time.
And that Smokehouse Barbecue sauce, it's a lot of fun. And the brown sugar bacon definitely had a little bit more pizzazz. Also, the Mac, one of the all-time greats. Man, I'm getting hungry.
Order the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich and our Coca-Cola on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Aol at America. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. I opened the show talking about we miss real sports on HBO, but HBO did a great documentary produced by George Clooney, Surviving Ohio State. Art, I don't know if you had a chance to view it, but Jim Jordan and the head coach, Helixson, knew all about this, apparently, and they didn't do anything about it. You have any comments, Art Source?
You know, After the Michigan State debacle with the gymnastic team and, you know, these big time sports, I'm going to call them mega universities. You know, they seem to have a little trouble controlling the inmates in the asylum. And I mean, it's just out of control. I mean, you look at college sports now, it's professional sports, basically. You've got general managers in basketball and football. You know, you've got all the NIL monies. 20.5 million plus what the alumni bring in, you know, but to go back and see what they did here, you know, I had heard about this in the past because I do have a lot of people that I know that are Ohio State alumnus. And I knew something was up because Jim Jordan has actually talked about it a few times, but it just seems to me like, you know, this preying on athletes from trainers and or, you know, psychologists or doctors or whatever they seem to be, It's rampant in society, and it's scary because these kids are still kids. They're 18 years old, 19, 20-year-old kids, and they're being formed. And I just don't understand, you know, why there's not more, I guess you would call it, parameters that need to be, you know, kept within.
Oversight.
Laura, yeah. Snoke, your comments about Surviving Ohio State on HBO.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. Is it going to be released? Has it been released already?
It's been on all week. It's been on. It'll run around the clock.
Yeah. I mean, it's big. It was a big scandal when the facts came out about the abuse. I don't know. You know, it kind of tests your faith in human nature, doesn't it? When you read about all these things,
everything that's going on in the world is testing my faith in human nature. Yeah. You know,
I mean, it goes back to why I think we need rules, you know, to govern society, because we obviously can't be left to our own devices.
No, but the bottom line is, these coaches apparently knew. A lot of people at Ohio State knew. They were making so much money off these sports, that nobody said anything.
It's the cover up. That's even worse than what actually happens. Is the cover up?
How about like what happened in with the gymnast when the gymnast with the molestation with the, you know, the improper pelvic exams that were being given to thousands and thousands of girls for 10 years or something before somebody finally pulled the plug. And it's hard to reconcile, really. You know,
Mark, you're a religious guy. Your comments about Surviving Ohio State on HBO, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but the bottom line is a lot of people at Ohio State knew about what was going on. They're talking now somewhere between 177 student athletes and a couple thousand student athletes were molested by this Dr. Strauss. Any comments, Mark?
Well, it kind of reminds me, and I don't want to throw light on it, but it kind of reminds me of a Rocky One, Rocky Two, Rocky Three movie. We keep hearing this stuff. We heard it in the Penn State. I interviewed the guy that was supposedly the hockey player in Calgary that was going through that. And I just got a brain fart on that one a few years ago. I interviewed him about that whole sexual allegation in Calgary. We've seen it in Chicago with the Blackhawks and Joel Quenneville. Now he's the coach of the Anaheim Mighty Ducks. When's the story not a story anymore? I mean, it just seems to just keep going on and on and on. And
you know what, Mark? I think Laura hit it on the head. There's a lack of oversight at the highest levels. In other words, money seems to permeate the view of everything. And once you get greed involved and you have all this money, it's hard to call a foul on somebody that you just had dinner with at his house in Upper Arlington or something like that.
Well, let me shed some light on this one even more. What's the difference of what the Red Sox did with Devers and shipped him out because he didn't want to condone to be in a
but he said he didn't want to play third base, didn't want to play first base.
Yeah,
but he goes to the Giants and then he wants to play everywhere. Come on, that's ridiculous. Yeah,
so we've condoned guys like Deshaun Watson and all these guys that can do what they did in cities, and we bring them into another city and we kind of just wipe the slate clean. But then a guy like Devers, the Red Sox come to the forefront because they shipped him out because he was a cancer.
Well, he was a cancer. Bottom line is if you don't want to play any position they ask you to play, you're making big time bucks, $40, $50 million a year. You are causing problems because the other players are going to say, well, if he doesn't have to follow orders, why do I? Well, for $40 or $50 million, he does. Let's see how long he lasts with the Giants. We'll see from that perspective. Again, the Red Sox really had no choice. I said it from the start. If this guy doesn't want to listen to Breslow and the rest of the Red Sox management team, then I don't want him on my club.
So basically, when Bregman took the money from the Red Sox, that was basically – get rid of Devers' time.
Well, not if he had said,
"I'll play certainly at third base."
Yeah,
not if he said, "I'll play first base."
Sure,
but he wouldn't. But he said, "No, I just want to be a DH." And then when they had Cassis was hurt at first base, and they need him at first base, he won't play first base. We'll see what happens with the Giants. As a Dodger fan,
compare that to what happened with A-Rod and Derek Jeter.
Yeah,
A-Rod came to the Yankees, and he was a shortstop. Yeah. And he said, you know what? This is Derek Jeter's position. I'm going to go to third base.
And they wound up winning three World Series because of that.
So classy. Yeah. And it ended up being great for the team. So it's a team sport, right? It's not an individual sport. It's a team sport.
I don't like to take shots at the Dodgers because you know much I respect them. But, I mean.
But you will.
This seems to be a firestorm here. We saw it with two fans given a couple signed baseballs when Otani's ball was caught. Now we got the ICE agents coming in, and now that, you know, I don't know what to think with what's going on with all this. With the Dodgers seem to be caught in the forefront.
How about Robertson Schilt, like a little right arm right in there? I mean, these two, I don't think the players have a problem. I think the managers absolutely hate each other. That's what I see.
Well, again, you know, only one player, major league player, Ray Chapman, has been killed from getting hit by the baseball. But I do think we're going to see something like that happen if the Padres and the Dodgers continue this nonsense. Folks, your comments at sportsfred@AO.com, sportsfred@AO.com. By the way, I watched another game yesterday on Thursday or maybe Wednesday of this week, and the bat actually flew in to the dugout of this team, hit the player on the face. See, they only make changes, Laura, after something horrible happens.
Right.
We had the author of the book Where Mother Died at Dodger Stadium off the fly ball.
Yeah.
They're going to make changes as far as protection of the dugout only after somebody is seriously hurt. This player was not seriously hurt, although, of course, he got it. Well,
you remember what happened in Anaheim in Palm Springs with Matty Keough.
Yeah.
He got hit by the foul ball. Now they have the netting up around the dugout. They should have that. I mean, the protection, you're less than 90 feet away from a ball coming 100 plus miles an hour or a bat. I mean, you remember Steve Yeager in Cincinnati years ago, broken bat, and the piece comes out and sticks him in the neck. I mean, this is something you got to, you know, I mean, I know it's a once in a thousand or once in 5,000 happenstance, but it's happening out there.
And that's why I was at a game, I think it was earlier this season or last season, where a ball was, you know, pretty like within 10 feet of where I was sitting. And it's pretty scary.
Yeah.
When you see that ball coming down. And I'm thinking, I'm out of the way. I don't care.
Come on, Laura.
Have the ball.
You don't bring a glove.
Laura, if you can get out of the way fast enough. Right?
You don't bring a glove?
I don't. Oh. I don't even know if I can. Hey, I mean, who knows?
Fred, the last time I was on the sidelines at a football game was about 12 years ago. And I remember how big they were. And, you know, I've been on the sidelines for years. I don't want to go down on the sidelines anymore. That does not. And these guys are huge. When you see, like, the lineman for the Eagles, Maleta, at 6'7", 370 pounds, coming full speed around the corner, and you're standing there, seriously? No, thank you.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup. with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Hey, well, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America, and every week on the show, we try to play Barron Sports Trivia, find out what a 127-year-old art source knows about sports. You ought to know a lot at 127 years of age. And of course, Laura is a great trivia player. And Mark, being the world's worst sports handicapper, we have a lot of fun with him. Let's start with Mark. Mark, are you ready?
Yeah.
This former Dodger player died of dementia in 2019. He had more than 2,500 base hits. He played for four other clubs. Who might this very good player might have been? Who might he have been?
Well, it would have to be a Dodger guy, and I'm trying to think who.
He's famous for a couple of things besides being a Dodger.
He played for four other clubs.
Yeah.
And what was one of the clubs?
Just you go ahead. I'm not going to give you that. He was famous in
2019
for not playing first base all that well.
Oh, Bill Buckner.
Billy Buckner?
Yeah.
You think he had 2,500 hits?
I think Billy Buckner had 2,500 hits.
Let's ask Laura. Laura, being a big Dodger fan and great trivia player, Laura, dear, did Billy Buckner have 2,500 hits? Is he the answer to my question? He passed away in 2019 of dementia?
I'm the worst trivia player, but I think Billy Buckner had 2,500 hits.
Are you just saying that because Mark's always right and you want to be on the right side of this issue?
Brett Eklund.
No, I'm just saying that because I don't have a clue.
Well, we're going to go 3-0 because it is Billy Buck. And, I got to tell you, he and Mookie Wilson will be forever aligned in history.
Show me the money.
All right. Billy Buckner is correct. So all three of you are.
Now, Fred, I was not aware that he had some sort of a CTE issue.
Dementia 2019. If he hadn't been injured, I've made this point when he was playing, when I was doing Dodger Talk and all the other shows I've done. I think he would have been a Hall of Famer.
I agree. The guy can rake. No doubt about it.
Everything he hit was a line drive. Mm-hmm. It was like unblank. I think he would have had 3,500 hit something, some ridiculous number.
Red
like
Sox, Cubs.
Yeah, the Mets love them.
Dodgers, Mets. Mets love them. Yeah, the Mets. No
Mets always love them.
We got Dan with us.
He looks like Phil Niekro with the beard and mustache.
I wish I could pitch that well.
All right, let's go on to another trivia question on Barron Sports Trivia. Laura, are you ready?
As ready as I ever am.
Oh, stop it. You're very good at this. Okay. This former TV sportscaster out of New York was a track star and a member of the U.S. 1936 Olympic team. This former all-time great, actually, sportscaster, I thought anyways, was a track star. Yeah. And a member of the 1936 Olympic team. Laura Snoke, who might that have been?
I think I might have this.
I'm going to defer to Mark since he knows the answers.
Let me give you a hint here. When the games ended shortly before the hour, 15 minutes or 20 minutes before the hour, when we were growing up, Laura, he hosted a show called Time Out for Sports. Who might that have been?
And he also was he helped a lot of broadcasters over the years.
Don't answer.
Yep.
We are 127.
Everybody on this call knows except me. So somebody give us the right answer.
All right, Mark.
Out of my misery.
Marty Glickman.
I wasn't going Marty Glickman, but I was going one of the best announcers that I heard Saturday morning baseball, teamed up with Tony Kubek. I'm going Kurt Gowdy.
So you say it's Kurt Gowdy, and Art says it's Marty Glickman.
It's Marty Glickman, who went to Syracuse, my school.
All right, so Dan is going to be on with us in a few minutes. Dan Schlossberg says it's Marty Glickman, and I'm never going to disagree with Dan. So Dan gets it right, Artie gets it right, and Mark, the world's worst sports handicapper as usual, missed it. All right, no, it wasn't Kurt Gowdy.
I love Kurt Gowdy.
All right, Art, this is a little bit tougher. You ready?
Yeah, Art? Sure.
The 2020 baseball playoffs between Tampa and Houston. Okay. The Rays won the first three games. The Astros won the next three. Tampa won game seven behind this fine hurler who is still playing in the major leagues. And he played the Astros in 2017. But the punchline is, I mean, only the Red Sox have ever come back from a 3-0 deficit to win a series like this. And in this case, the Astros almost did, but Tampa did win game seven behind this hurler. Who might this hurler have been? He's still pitching. He's still pitching today.
I'm gonna call Charlie Morton.
No.
Charlie Morton, now playing for Baltimore? Is that the Charlie Morton you're talking about?
Yeah, or Yarbrough, one of those two guys.
No, you don't get two guesses. You only get one.
Come on.
I'll take the other one.
Okay, and I'll go against both of them. I'm going
I'll
Blake
take our
Snell.
Second guess.
Blake Snell.
Blake Snell. Well, as usual, Mark's wrong. Laura's got a tie. Although you went with Art, right?
Yeah. I went with this second
pick. She went with Yarbrough.
Oh, she went with Yarbrough, then she's wrong too. And so the only person that gets it right here is, of course, Art's source. Okay, one final question on Barron Sports Trivia.
Art's a hidden Tampa Bay Ray fan.
I bet if you ask some tennis questions,
I watch it for their games.
If we do this quickly, we can get on. We can get Dan on this segment rather than the next segment. So let's go from here. Okay, let's see. The Dodgers in the mid 1940s hired a statistician way before the time that other teams hired statisticians. Branch Rickey actually hired him. He was the Dodger statistician when they came out here to L.A. until, I think, 1964 or 1965. He was famous for the stats that they're not now doing now. Art Source, you're old enough to remember it. Who might it have been?
Well, I'm going first twice in a row. I like this. Let's see. It wouldn't be Danny Goodman because he was always selling other stuff. Oh, boy. Branch Rickey hired him. You got me on this one, kid.
I think I'm going to go one.
Who?
It was the guy that had the gun, the firing gun, the great the things. He had the hat. He had the cigar. He looked like he came out of Cuba. I'm going Brito.
Brito. Okay. I'll bet you Dan Schlossberg might know this. Dan, do you have any idea who this might have been?
I met him way back when. And the name is, I can picture his face, but the name is escaping me.
Name, of course, Alan Roth.
He worked for NBC. He did NBC Game of the Week statistician for years too.
Let's introduce Dan Schlossberg now for a few minutes, and then we'll do him on the next segment also. The new baseball Bible, written by Dan Schlossberg, notes, nuggets, lists, and legends from our national pastime. And Dan, I have one question for you. How'd you become a Braves fan?
In 1957, well, first of all, I live in northern New Jersey, right in the New York metro area. 1957, the Milwaukee Braves beat the Yankees in the World Series. The Dodgers and Giants were going to the West Coast. Everybody I knew rooted for the Yankees, but I figured the Braves had to be the best team.
I like this guy.
Eddie Matthews, Henry Aaron.
Anything and everything.
The MVP
I like this guy. He doesn't take the top tier teams. He gets
anything and everything in sports. I went directly to the media section of the new baseball Bible, which you can get Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. It must have taken him a long time. Although 5 or 6 years ago, he wrote the baseball Bible. So the new baseball Bible may not have taken all that long. But how many times, Dan Schlossberg, did Russ Hodges in 1951 say to the world, the Giants win the pennant, the Giants win the pennant?
Nine times. It's one for each inning. You know what happened there? The wind blew the scorecard out the window. He didn't know what the score was. He saw them celebrating, but he didn't know what the score was.
How the heck? I mean, you've got such small items here. How much work did you do? Do you have other people working for you to find out these things, or did you do it all yourself?
I don't trust anybody else to find these things. I collect these factoids all year long. And I don't follow football, basketball, hockey, or anything else but baseball.
Just so, baseball, you know, see? So he gets that clear look at
this guy, man.
No, yeah, we've talked about this. He's written over 40 books. What's the total now? 42 or more? How many, Dan?
I'm working on number 43 now.
Who's your favorite Braves manager over the years?
My favorite what manager?
Braves manager.
Oh, Braves manager. That's Joe Torre. Question. It's got to be Bobby Cox, only because of look what he did. Yeah. He managed 29 years in the majors. He's in the Hall of Fame. He had that 14-year title streak. Got to be Bobby.
Yeah, how about Ted Turner?
You only managed for one day.
Dan, before we go to a break, let me tell you a story that you may not know.
Okay.
And maybe you can do a book on it. I don't know. It's the late 1980s. I'm doing Dodger Talk here in Los Angeles on KABC. And we're in Vero Beach, Florida for spring training. I'm walking to lunch with Don Drysdale. And as we open the door in the restaurant, he sees Sandy Koufax eating lunch. And all we hear Sandy says the following. You ready? And tell that SOB, he didn't use SOB, tell that SOB Frank Thomas that I never threw at anybody. So now Sandy leaves and Don and I are sitting down. My first question to him, what the heck did Sandy mean by tell that SOB Frank to SOB Frank Thomas? And he answered by saying, oh, Frank Thomas hated Jews. So every time Sandy went to the mound, he'd call him a dirty Jew or something like that. Had you heard that story?
That's the old Frank Thomas, not the new Frank Thomas.
Oh, the old Frank Thomas played for Pittsburgh and Chicago.
Right,
Dan, did you ever hear that story?
I heard that story, but I heard another story about Drysdale and Jewish.
Go ahead, tell us that.
From the 1965 World Series, when Koufax would not pitch on the High Holy Day.
They
started Drysdale.
Yeah.
And Drysdale got killed. Third inning, Walter Alston comes out. Before he says a word, Drysdale says, "I bet you wish I were Jewish too."
On that note, we're going to take a break and come back with Dan Schlossberg, Laura, Art, and Mark right here on Sports Over.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and be a third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item. Current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Find what you love. Love what you find. A Total Wine and More. There's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer. Thousands of wines. Walk right through the door. It's all here to explore. With guides in the know. When price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly. B21.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Summer days just got even brighter with Kohl's epic deals. Get this. You can score tees for just $5.99, bedding for 60% off, comfy shorts only $7.99, and so much more. You do not want to miss out. Shop Kohl's epic deals for savings on all things summer now, before it's too late. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends June 22nd. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new. We're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. Our guest, Dan Schlossberg, the new baseball Bible. Notes, nuggets, listed legends from our national pastime, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. Laura, you haven't asked Dan any questions or comments. Laura, ask Dan a question or comment or make a comment or question for Dan Schlossberg.
Well, I mean, I've been a baseball fan since I was a kid, but I really like the quote that you said about living where you live, that you live close enough to access New York City, but far enough away not to be bothered by it. I just thought that was great. But yeah, I'm looking forward to reading the book. It sounds fascinating. And I love that story about Don Drysdale. That's a great story. Hadn't heard that one.
Dan, what do you think?
I think it's great. I'm going to the Braves-Mets games on Monday and Wednesday next week. And, you know, going into the city, it's always a nightmare trying to get to the stadium and always a nightmare trying to get back to Jersey. Once I cross the GNMWB, that's the George and Martha Washington Bridge, it's clear sailing.
Love it. By the way, Dan, the Braves, they've won 7 of their last 9, and they just got done dusting off the Mets 3 in a row. So all of a sudden, Snedeker thinks that they got a chance to make a run for it here.
And by the way, since Ronald Acuna came back, he's got the highest batting average, highest slugging average, and highest OPS of any major leaguer.
Wow.
So, Dan, Mark Mancini here. I don't think anybody's done this, but I do it when I talk to baseball people or I meet them at the coffee shop. I will buy them a coffee if they can tell me they cheer for any other team except the 2 New York teams, the LA teams, and the Chicago teams, maybe even the Boston team. And I found a guy the other day. I bought him a coffee. He said, you don't really have to. But I said, this is a baseball guy, man. He was a Washington Nationals fan. So when I hear Atlanta Braves, when I hear Kansas City Royals, I always like to toast the bubbly to them. Any thought to that? Because we're rare breeds, man, even being a Pirate fan.
Oh, definitely. Well, I think of Mad Dog Russo, who's a Giants fan. He must be celebrating getting Rafael Devers there, except Devers has a bigger problem now than he had in Boston. That's a lousy ballpark for home runs.
Yeah. When's the last time somebody hit 30-plus home runs? I think it was Barry Bonds.
2004. You're right. It's Barry Bonds.
That's right, amazing stat.
Right centers off.
And that was artificial help.
Right, yeah. Centers off.
Yeah,
the
right.
Vertical. Hey, Dan, his book, The New Baseball Bible. Let me ask you this question. Again, I went directly to the media section and talk about radio blackouts in the old times where a team would have a city would have 2 teams and why the radio sometimes was blacked out.
Well, they were worried about attendance. They thought if they put the game on the air, nobody would go to the game. So that's why there were blackouts.
When Walter O'Malley brought the Dodgers here, his first thought, the same thing as far as TV. That's why the only TV games we got in L.A. with a game from San Francisco.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Walter apparently, he woke up later. And of course, Peter understood that
now every game in Major League Baseball is on TV just about.
Yeah. Well,
of course, the Braves have a national following because of Superstation WTBS for many, many years.
That's right.
Hey, I wanted to ask you a quick question before Laura jumps in, Dan. We were talking about this in the pre-chat. The ERAs, the Pirates are number 11 in all of baseball with their ERA. I looked up the Dodgers. They were 22. So from a standpoint, pitching I always grew up was 90% of the game. But at the Dodgers, we're over 4. You can get away with that in the regular season. I don't think you can out-hit and outscore in the playoffs. Is there any truth to that?
Hard to tell. If you remember back to 1960, the Pittsburgh Pirates were mauled in three of the games. Those three games they lost to the Yankees, they lost like 12-0, 16-0. I mean, ridiculous scores. They were really outscored in that World Series, but they won it. They won it. They did out-hit the Yankees. Remember, 10-9 in the last game.
Yeah.
Bill Mazeroski, of course, the old Hollywood star, fine second baseman and Hall of Famer. Hey, Danny, do you think Dick Groat should have made the Hall of Fame, or was he a little bit outside that group?
A little bit outside, as Bob Uecker would say.
All right, so, you know, what's your thought about Pete Rose and getting
oh,
in
yeah.
after he, they said, okay, if the old-timers vote for him, he can get in. He needs, what, 12 out of 16 votes, mm-hmm. apparently. Do you think he'll get it, or do you think he won't get it?
He's got to get on the ballot. I don't even know if he's going to do that. He'll probably get on the ballot. He will never get past the committee to vote because there are too many incumbent Hall of Famers who don't want him. They say he disgraced the game. He lied for 25 years.
Laura, do you think Pete Rose deserves to be in the Hall of Fame?
You know, I kind of go back and forth on it. It kind of goes back to that same issue, whether it should be, people should be judged just on their craft.
Yeah.
Certainly. If he's judged just on his craft, he belongs in the Hall of Fame without question. I don't think anybody would disagree with that. If you bring in other issues, outside issues, character issues, it gets a little more cloudy. I think he'll get in. I mean, I think it's far enough along that people have kind of lost, you know, the urgency about it. Plus, given the prevalence of gambling in sports now. I mean, it almost seems like every commercial is a commercial for a different betting option in every time you watch a sporting event. So I think he'll get in, but I kind of go back and forth on it. I don't know.
I would never vote for him. I think there's a sign in every locker room: don't bet on baseball. He right. didn't care, and he lied.
Does that apply to Shohei Ohtani as well?
Yeah, I think it's going to come out on him down the line. I really do. There's something there. There's something there.
You got to have rules for everybody. And I'm telling you guys, the way this whole gambling thing has come into professional sports is an abysmal blot on a great sporting nation. I mean, you know, keep that stuff in the background. I mean, that's just my personal feeling. And I do like to bet a shekel or two here and there. But, I mean, you know, I do think eventually, like Laura says, I'm kind of up, you know.
Yeah, all right, let's ask Dan if we can hear him.
Yeah.
Dan, the new baseball Bible, how do you feel about gambling in sports, gambling in baseball?
Definitely no. No to Rose. Yes to Shoeless Joe Jackson, who batted higher than any other player in the 1919, you know, the Black Sox World Series. But definitely no to Rose because he lied for 25 years. Plus tax evasion, he went to jail. Plus the 16-year-old girl incident. I could go on and on. I mean, Rose was a bad guy, a great ball player, but he tarnished his reputation just as Barry Bonds did. No to both.
Well, how about Bud Selig?
Well, Bud
he's
Selig
in the Hall of Fame.
Vote either. I don't think he belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
just because somebody's commissioner doesn't mean he's a Hall of Famer.
Good call.
Dan Schlossberg with us, the author of the new baseball Bible, Amazon.
Fred, can I ask Dan a question about a great player real quick?
But let me just throw this one question to him as far as baseball is concerned. All right, you're anti-gambling. I'm anti-gambling in baseball, and I've been known to bet a shekel or two, but not as often as 127-year-old Art Source, of course. But what about the new rules that Manfred came up with? Are there any of them that you like, or anyone that you really dislike? I hate the ghost rule. I used to go to a baseball game. It was 16 innings. I wanted to stay 16 innings.
That's
right. That's why I went to the game in the first place. But your thoughts, Dan Schlossberg, about the new rules that Manfred has brought to the game?
I couldn't agree more. I think that new rule is a travesty. I call it the Manfred Man after the training group. It's a disgrace. It's like a Sunday beer league. All those guys. If that rule were a good rule, they should have it in the playoffs too, which they don't. They don't have it in the playoffs. It's not kosher for the season either.
I agree.
Art, you had a question for Dan Schlossberg?
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about Johnny Bench and his affinity for Cal Raleigh, the catcher for the Seattle Mariners.
Yeah.
He's having an incredible year. And Johnny Bench has been talking about, you know, the fact that there hasn't been that many great catchers, you know, since Pudge and, you know, and Benito Santiago and things of that nature, although Molina was pretty awesome for years with the Cardinals. What are your thoughts on Johnny Bench and Cal Raleigh for the Mariners?
Well, Cal Raleigh's doing really well. In fact, I wrote an article just today about Aaron Judge's likelihood with the Triple Crown, and Cal Raleigh could be the one guy who prevents it because he might hit more home runs than Judge.
Can I ask you a question, Dan? I know we're going to be out of time, but how often do you send Christmas cards to Francisco Cabrera and Sid Bream? Because he was out at the plate.
That game, I love that. That's my favorite game ever. When people say, "What's your best game?" That's the one. I was there. I was outside the Braves clubhouse.
Oh, he was for
the game to end because I wasn't allowed in during the game. The minute the game ended, I went in, and the only person in there was Jane Fonda. I said, "Jane, what are you doing here?" She said, "I didn't want to be under the pile at home plate."
Wow. Dan, you do book signings for the New Baseball Bible everywhere. What's the number one question or comment that some of the fans might make to you every time you do these signings?
How long did it take to write the book? Because the book is big. It's heavy. It's now a 500-page book with 25 chapters, a lot of color pictures. It is heavy, but for $30, it's a steal.
Oh, I love it. There it is. For $30, it's a steal. I like the marketing. I like that.
For those of you watching on Facebook, here's a look at the book, and it is. Let me see exactly how many pages. Hang on. It's it's almost 500 pages long, and everything you'd ever want to know about baseball. And the funny thing is, Dan, I always kid you about that you only write books on baseball, but we got the NBA playoffs going on. We got the hockey playoffs now over, even though they were playoffs, and I'm watching the regular season baseball games. I'm watching and I'm turning from one baseball game to another instead of the NBA playoffs or the NHL playoffs. I think I speak for a lot of people. I know I speak for you, Dan. Take it away.
Baseball is the national pastime, always has been, always will be. It's a sport that you could play. It doesn't matter how big you are, how old you are, even how strong you are. So that's what makes baseball terrific. In basketball, you need to be tall. In football, you need to be brawny. In baseball, you just need to be talented, athletic. And that's why baseball is so great.
Dan Schlossberg, I, of course, enjoyed the book, The New Baseball Bible. Folks, go out and buy it. Notes, nuggets, list, and legend for a national pastime. Dan, welcome back to the show. Thank you for being on the show. When you write your next book, we want you back again. In fact, we want you back on anyways. Dan Schlossberg, thank you for appearing on Sports Overnight America.
Thanks, Danny.
Thanks so much, Fred. Appreciate
it. He's a great guy, Dan.
He's a writer.
And
Paul Skeens will not be traded right away, Mark. So
no, he is not. He is going to be a fixture.
Andrew Haney may be going.
we'll take a break and wrap things up on this edition of Sports Over.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy.
The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I'd like to thank Dan Schlossberg, the new baseball Bible. Notes, nuggets, list of legends for a national pastime. Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. I'm going to make this point, and in future shows, we'll talk more about this. Caitlin Clark of the Indiana Fever. I'm not a big women's basketball fan, never have been, but she's an exception.
That was assault, Fred.
She's an exception, the Connecticut Sun, and she came back after a five-game injury problem, and she came back, and the Connecticut Sun this week sort of gave her some problems. And Laura, you know, I was listening to a national show, and in the 30 minutes they were discussing it, they never discussed black versus white. Laura, don't you think that part of the reason that a lot of the players in this league don't like her is because she's a Caucasian and most of the players are African-American and they don't get as much exposure as she's gotten since she's joined the league? But Laura, your comments about Caitlin Clark and the reason that seems that other players don't like her.
I don't know if it's other players don't like her so much as they may be resentful of the fact that she's gotten so much attention when they were playing so hard for all these years and didn't get that same attention. But on the other hand, I think Art might have mentioned this in a previous show, they should be thankful for her because she has generated, I mean, she reminds me of Tiger Woods and the effect he had on golf. I mean, a lot of people never watched golf before Tiger.
Well,
and a lot of people never watched women's basketball.
And Laura, in the game that she came back in, there were 2 million more eyeballs.
Yeah.
Actually, 4 million eyeballs, 2 million more viewers.
Well,
and those are numbers. Those are real, legitimate numbers. And she's only going to make the sport better for all of them. And that's the problem. And by the way, that was a pretty, I mean, that's close to assault, in my opinion.
Well,
somebody from behind like that.
Surprised that they didn't.
You know, I think the media,
they didn't rule it a flagrant too.
Yeah. I think the media plays into this too, because I can go back to when Doug Williams was at Grambling, the first black quarterback. They always make this black-white issue. Parker, the first million-dollar player in Pittsburgh, and you know, the average guy sitting there probably saying, I'm working 8 to 5. They go throw batteries. So I think the media incites this where they draw the line in black and white so much as
you
far as,
don't,
I don't know.
You don't think there are black and white issues in this nation, Mark?
I do think there are, but I think the media incites it even more because they focus on, well, this is the first black quarterback or this is the first black million-dollar player in Pittsburgh, you know, and then, you know, people go, well, I'm not making this, you know, I'm going to go throw batteries because this guy's making more. And now we draw it. I mean, there's got to be some truth to that, Fred.
All right, that's about it for this edition of Sports Overnight America. Stay tuned all night for more. For Mario, for Mark, for Art, for Laura, I'm Fred. And again, stay tuned for more of Sports Overnight America.